Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you this morning. Thank you for you being the kingdom of God inside of us. Thank you, Father, for your releasing things into the earth. Thank you that you have supplied us with kingship, sonship, that you have supplied us with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, insight, the power and the authority of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for who you are in us. Thank you for what it is that you did in order to release the kingdom of God in us. Thank you that you came to destroy the works of the devil, and what you did and how you did that is that you took the kingdom back. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about sonship. It's all about that relationship. It's all about position. Thank you that you came to seek the kingdom, to save the kingdom, because it was lost by Adam. Thank you that you got it back and gave it to us. Thank you that you let us know that our message is not salvation, not healing, not deliverance, not any of those things, but our message is the kingdom of God, that we are to rule and reign, that righteousness, that the righteousness of God is to enter this nation, this earth, this world. It's a universal thing. We thank you for that. We thank you that when we release the kingdom, then we can tell people how the kingdom got lost and then how it got taken back and what it is that we have and who you are. And how you are the door to the kingdom. And how you said, enter into this kingdom and receive all of these things that are added to us. Because we seek the kingdom, the righteousness of God. So I thank you for all of that this morning. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you release what the Father, but the heart of the, with the heart of the Father wants us to hear, wants us to live, to walk in, to release into our environment. I thank you for that this morning. I praise you. I glorify you. And in the glorification is nothing more than your will being done, your kingdom being released, that your will manifesting, and your power, your authority, your goodness is released in the earth. Your lordship. Your leadership. Oh, and I thank you again this morning that the heavens, even the highest of heavens, belong to you. But the earth that you have given us the rulership over. God, I pray for us. We stop asking you to do what you told us to do. That we come out of stupidity. We come out of the religious, pious order, allowing the adversary to do what we're supposed to do. to rule and to reign. By releasing your goodness, by releasing your word, by speaking, by doing what it is that you told us to do, that we change our prayers, that we stop praying prayers to you, that we start hearing from you, speaking into the earth what it is that you said to do. Oh, God. Even by starting, my Father, my King, my Lord said to tell you, earth, to tell you, situation, to tell you, traffickers, to tell you what he wants done, and he wants this stopped. So I speak for my Father. I speak for my King. I speak for the owner of everything. That child that you have, that you are doing this to, that woman, that man, that situation, because of his power and his authority that he has given me, this must stop. Oh, de lechia carria correca ti. Or my Father says, my King, my Lord, the King of everything, the one that owns all of this, he said, and so I say what he said, because I'm agreeing with him, I'm speaking his words. I have this authority. I have this authority. And Father, I thank you and I praise you that we start taking this authority over ourselves and over our neighborhood, over our homes, over the areas, small areas. If we can't pray the way that you said to pray, to release your power, to take it over the smaller areas, until we understand what it is that you're saying, so that situations such as what's going on in San Diego, California, what's going on in this nation, where it is that young kids, that black kids and Mexicans and lesbians and homosexuals and these people, these confused little kids, are being paid to be like Mao's children, are being paid for racial justice and cooperation and all of this. They are being paid with tax dollars to mistreat white children, to mistreat, to control, to be like, to bring a discord. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. To be able to speak into areas, into situations where black-owned businesses and all of this, that here they are having to be taken to court because they will not sell, they will not do business, they will not serve white people. All of these things to destroy things that they had fought for. The ill of a nation, the ills of a world, the God's world, the kingdom of God's world. And we have the authority to speak out in our environments about things such as this, to call forth, to to go to the representatives, to go to whoever it is and say, this will not be. This is not the United States of America that I have the authority to live in, that I am to live in. This must stop. You work for me. That the kingdom of God goes into speaks into the governmental thing, speaks into righteousness. Oh God, oh God, oh God. We cry out this morning for the kings to stand up and be counted, for the lords to stand up and be counted. You said to go into all the world and release the gospel of the kingdom. You didn't say go into all the world and teach people about salvation. Because once we release the kingdom, they're going to ask, where did you get this power? Where did you get this authority? How did you get this? I live in another kingdom. How did you get into that kingdom? Let me tell you the story. Things happened before the foundation of the earth. God decided that he was going to have kings and lords and priests in the earth. And he came and God created. And he created mankind in the form of man and woman named Adam. Their name was Adam. And what happened is this. He gave them the authority. He gave them this power. He told them he wanted them to rule and to reign over the earth and to multiply and to spread it out. And then what they did, she got confused. That side of Adam got confused. And she talked to a serpent. And he got her to betray God, to not believe who it was that she was, that she is. And so they lost the kingdom. And then the one that gave me what it is that I have, this Jesus, he came and he restored the kingdom. He took back the kingdom. He came because he so loved everything in his kingdom that he came, he lived, showed us how to live. In this book called the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he showed us how to live. And then he let it be known that he was here to take back the kingdom. He released the kingdom. That's all he talked about. That was all he talked about was the kingdom and how the kingdom worked. That's all he talked about. His cousin John, that's all he talked about. And Jesus took on the ideology of John and he got baptized by John. Here it was, the ideology. It's all about the ideology. My God, my God, my God. And he came and he lived and he died. But he died for a reason so that he could go, they thought they killed him. But he died for a reason. He had this plan. This is how he was destroyed the works of the adversary. This is how he was destroyed and take back what it was that was lost, which was the kingdom. And he went into hell, death in the grave, and he was there for 3 days and three nights, and he rose, but he rose with the power of the keys to the kingdom. And now we have that power. We have the keys to the kingdom because of what Jesus did. And he's the entryway. So if you will receive him, what it is that he did, and call him owner, call him Lord. And that word Lord means owner. That means now he's the one that takes care of you as you obey him, as you seek the kingdom. It says right here. It says right there in this book called Romans, what it says, if you will call upon the name of the Lord, the owner, if you will confess that this Jesus, this Yeshua, is the owner now of your life, you will be transformed. You will be born from above. You will be born and made into a brand new, a new species of person. And now a species of person that is born a king and a lord and a master, a priest. And then as you learn about him, and you preach the same thing he did. He preached the kingdom of God. He preached that now the kingdom is on the inside. The kingdom is on the kingdom of God is on the inside of me. Now I have his ideology. And now because the kingdom of heaven, which is a place, that place is released, is to the way that that place is run, is the way that the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who is the kingdom of God on the inside of me, shows me how heaven is, and that's what I release into the earth. And just as he said here, let his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And because now the kingdom is in me, because when Jesus was here, it was with me. Now it's in me. So I get to do this. And you get to do this. And every person in all the world is looking for the kingdom. They're looking for the kingdom of God. They're looking for the rule. They're looking to be able to rule to rule and to reign their territory. They're looking for why they are here in the earth, but no one ever finds out until they recognize really how the kingdom works. And if every person in the kingdom, if every person, the more people that find out about the kingdom, the less bigotry we have, the less prejudice, the less trafficking, the less of those things. You mean become a Christian? No, that's just another religion. That's what people do what they want to do. That's what people decide, all these things. People work hard, working hard for the money. They do all of these things, but they don't have a purpose for it. They do that so that they, that's what Christians do. Christians, the name Christian, it was not given to us by God. That's not the name. He calls us sons. He calls us kings and priests. He does not call us that. Other people call us that. They use that. No, that's a religion. That's like Buddha. That's like all those other religions. It's mixed in with that. This is different. This is the reason that the adversarial ideologies do not want you to know how powerful you are. Christianity gives you no power. Kingdomship, king, being a king and a lord. There is the power because it's God's power in you that works in the earth. That's what people are looking for. Let's pray in tongues. And when you come into the kingdom, the first thing that happens is your language change. You get a new language. And then you get this new language, and this new language is so that you will get and understand the ideology of the kingdom, of the kingdom of heaven. And when you understand the kingdom of heaven, you start to understand the kingdom of God, which is God's ideology, which is the way God thinks, his rule, his culture, all of these things. Because the first thing that happens when you start to be culturized, They change your language. They make sure that you understand the language of your homeland. And so I speak in the language of my homeland, and then it tells me, be through that. He tells me. He trains me through this language. Oh, yes. In practical things, in ways in which to change environments and to do what it is that he wants done. Oh, dos que les carga, correja, tibi, acariaco, lobos, que le, caquila, catoto. It's a revelatory language. Ah, choque, que quende de vaso que acata. Aliamos engeisca la sungo, le mande, le que, le casco, le basque, tia, carga, correja, ta. Oh, dole das ketish, ketin, tiko, kore, da. It will show you this language, he, because he is a person in you, because of the whole kingdom in you. He will show you how to build your businesses. He will show you how to take care of the Father's business. He will show you how to bring wealth and deliverance and healing and all of these things. Bring all of these things to people. He will open up the secrets of heaven. Release unto the people on this call. Release unto the people, everyone that will hear this call. Release to them individually. Release to each what they must do into bringing your government into their governmental area. No matter how small, no matter how large, whatever it is, to speak into these things, to stop things that do not represent what was started in this nation, what was started in their area, what is righteous. And let it be understood what is righteous, and that the righteousness of mankind, the righteousness for mankind. My God, my God, my God. Let it be that we say wrong. No, wrong. This is wrong. That it not just be prayers in our closets. That it not just be our prayer groups. But that we are vocal and we help others. That we take whatever persecution. That we take whatever. That we do not stand silent. We do not stand silent and see unjust things happening. And do not speak to it. That are not bold to speak to it. No, this is wrong. No, this is wrong. Rather than hearing it and running back to our closets and saying, Shandalabahikotetiakatirata. We do both. We do not have the privilege of being a coward in our sphere. And running back to our closets. We pray in our closets and then we go out and we act. We pray in our closets and we act while we have the opportunity and the chance to act. And we want the peace. We want the righteous. We want those. We don't want Christians. We don't want Christians in government. What we want is righteous people, people that understand the governmental rule, the government doing the righteous thing. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you use so many rough people to change nations. You use those that did not know you, but knew about you, to change, to save nations, to save your nation, to save the nation of Israel, to save things, to change things. Oh, Father, I thank you this morning. I pray for the sickness of, of those that are called Christians, are called believers, are called themselves kingdom citizens, and what they're looking for is someone that acts like a Christian, that acts like a believer, to put them into office. You are no respecter of person. What you want there, how it is that you want them to act. My God, my God, my God, you have used crude people to change nations, to do things, to work for you. Oh my God, you do not judge on the outside. You do not judge from the outside. You judge from the inside, and only you know the heart. Only you know my heart. You know my heart. I don't. Because you know how it's supposed to be. And because I live in your kingdom, because I don't own me, I judge, the thing that I judge is, am I submitted to you? I judge myself on that. Am I submitted to God? Am I resisting my own ownership? Resisting the devil. That's resisting the devil, taking the ownership that he, that God only has, to live my life my way, to treat people the way I want to treat them, to act the way I want to act. No, I must resist that demonic thing. I must resist the devil. I must resist his ownership. I must resist his rule. Because I'm submitted to God. I'm yielded to God. I'm yielded. I'm submitted to his rule, to his reign. I'm submitted to his kingdom because he owns me. I'm his. So I resist that. I resist living my own life. That's resisting the devil. And he has to flee. Because I'm submitted to God. And I judge. I judge myself in that. Am I submitted to you? Am I willing to go through what it is? Am I willing to be obedient? Am I willing to obey? Am I willing to obey the authorities that are around me? The authorities that the righteous words. Am I willing to obey the authority of heaven? Am I willing to obey the authority of the one on the inside of me first? That no, I will not agree with this. I cannot agree with this. Kill me, beat me, do whatever you will. But I cannot agree with this. I resist that. I submit to righteousness. Oh God, I thank you. That is not a religious thing. Oh no. No, no, no. It's a kingdom thing. So I thank you and I praise you this morning. And we realize that we start to realize that the kingdom of God is a way of life. It is not a religious king of words where we sing Kumbaya and praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, and Shele Bankurika Tara, show how great we can pray in tongues. But that's our power, that's our authority, that's where we hear you. To go forth and do things. It's not about all the visions and all of these things, which we have those too. But it's the revelation of how it's getting the schemes of God, it's getting the plans of God so that we can go into all the different places. We can go in and we can stop this. And say, this is not of my kingdom. How do I, God, I see this, I see this, I see this thing that they're paying young people. They're not educating them. They're keeping them dumb. They're paying families to keep them ignorant. They can't even read. They can't write, but they're giving them, I pay you so that you have my ideology. That the war You said, we do not war against flesh and blood. Our fight is not against flesh and blood, but it is against an ideology, a demonic ideology. How do I know that? Because you said that there's a war for the mind. There's a war for the mind. That's why you say, let this mind, take this one. Because this mind is the mind that destroyed that thing. This is the only mind that you're going to be able to have. It's the kingdom of God mind. Let this mind be in you. Don't be conformed to the ideology of this world. Do not be conformed to the ideologies of this world, to the ideas of this world. But you have to be transformed. You have to renew your mind to the mind of the kingdom, because you have lived for yourself. You have lived in a democracy. You have lived in a republic. You have lived in a physical life. You have lived where you took care of yourself, where you made the rules, where you decided, where you. You were your own king. And you have the ideologies of the world. You lived in Satan's world. You had his ideology. You had a demonic mind. That's what you came out of. So you cannot be conformed to that. Now be transformed. Now be translated. Now be transitioned. Which means trans. You stay in this world, but you do not be of it. Remember I prayed to keep you in this world? Yes. So don't take them out. Make them powerful in it. Protect them in it. And that means give them the ruling power so that they can do what they're to do in this world.
For wealth is rulership. The purpose for prosperity is rulership. Oh, hakato te basikitia. You show forth the wealth of the king. Ha, dobo sikate. And how do we do that? In ruling and reigning and saying, this will not happen. No. No. This language is not for this. No. Women are women. Men are men. These children will be treated right. These are the laws of the land. This is how my king, this is how it is in my kingdom. And so now that kingdom will come on earth and occupy and live. Father, get your people out. Father, 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 source of all of this. The only thing that we're thinking about for the kingdom of God is, oh, people will get healed. People will get delivered. People will, blind eyes will see, open eyes, and all of these things. My God, my God, my God. How small we've reduced your kingdom because we've been afraid to go and do and be. To be, do, share, and have the rulership of a kingdom. You released the kingdom, Jesus. And then all that stuff happened. But you did not go out just for that. You were showing people, oh, when you release the kingdom, this is what happens. My God, my God, my God. And we're co-laborers with you. We're to act like you. You didn't preach yourself. You preached the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven.
And the life. Just come out of the religious thing that I'm here to worship Jesus. I'm here to, it's all about the cross. The cross was a means to getting the kingdom back. And it almost sounds sacrilegious because we've had it to be so religious. It is sacrilegious. It is. But it almost sounds like heresy. It's not. But all of this time, we've looked at the cross of Jesus. We've looked at that. But he said, this is a means. He said, this is something I must do. He came for a purpose. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He didn't say who. He came to seek and to save the thing that was lost. Well, what was lost? That's always my question. I taught on this on Sunday. What was lost? Well, the kingdom of God was lost. See, so I came to get that back. And how am I going to do that? The cross, his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection was all the means of getting the keys to the kingdom back. And then even when he got them back and he came and he was back and he was here for those days teaching his disciples after his resurrection, he taught them about the kingdom of God. Because he wanted them to know, this is your message. The kingdom of God, the wealth of the king, and you being a king in the earth, you have, just like Jesus says, didn't you not know that I must be about my Father's business? There's a business in you. That is a kingdom business that will produce the wealth. He says, if you seek first the kingdom, the way the kingdom of God works, then everything you need in order to do what I gave you to do will be added to you so that you can represent me properly in the earth. We have represented him improperly. And this sounds horrible to people because you ain't got the goosey feelings. But we've had these feelings. We've had all these great services. We've had all these hallelujah, glory to God meetings. And we've had this. And we've had all of these great things. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. But then after we do all of that, after we do all of our hype, after we do all of our good feelings, after we do all of our sacrifices, because that's what they are. After we do all these sacrifices and the order of things that we do now, you don't see this. You don't see any of this in the book of Acts. You don't see any of it in any of the churches in the Bible. Our order, the way it is that we do things, you can't find it. This is man-made, and it's all okay. Yes. But then after we do that, then we go home powerless. And he says, I've given you the keys. I've given you the power. I've given you my authority, which the power is his authority. I've given you this stuff called dunamis. I've given you enough power to blow up everything that needs to be blown up. So yes, ma'am. We have done it wrong. And look at the results. So we have the power and the authority to stop it. We have the power and the authority to stop. In fact, we have a mandate to stop these things. This is not operating in my neighborhood. This is not. When we stop judging things and people from the outside That's what he means when he says, do not be conformed to this world. Well, you're not acting the way I think you should act. You're not acting the way a Christian acts. You're not acting as, and it's because you're not acting like it is in the Bible. You're not acting like, you're not acting like this. You don't speak like, you don't this, you don't that. But we forget. We forget what God calls something and what we call something is very different. So, yeah. And so now we're playing catch up between living in Christianity and living in the kingdom of God. People take his word and take it out of context in order for it to mean something that they in a direction that they wanted to go, rather than taking his word and allowing him, his word, to speak his own word, okay? I take his word, just like on Sunday. We read, I had a reader, I like that, to read actually the whole chapter. And in that whole chapter of Luke, what happened is you saw the whole picture so that you could see what it was that he was saying. And he wasn't saying when he said, so now I came to seek and save that which was lost. And he showed all of this with Nicodemus, and he showed the salvation that he had. It was that the kingdom of God, when Nicodemus said, half of what I have, I give this. Whatever it is that I've cheated, whatever it is that I have, I release it. And he said, today, here it is, that the salvation, the Saltura, which was of the kingdom of God, came to his house, came into his life. See, salvation is not just saved from sin. The sin to save from the mishaps, from sins, salvation, Saltura, is saved from the sin of losing the kingdom of God, not operating in the kingdom of God, denying why Jesus came, denying who he is. He is the king. All the while in there, when they asked him, when he was asked by Pilate, are you a king? He said, that's why I was born. That's why I was born. And they kept looking for a king. He said, the king is here. But the king is not here the way that you want him to take it. It's not fighting the way that you want it to fight. The king came to bring the king's ideas, the king's ideology, the king's mind. That's why, see, this is a kingdom statement. Let this king's mind be in you that was also in Christ. It was the mind of a king and an owner. It was not the mind of a religious man. It was the mind of an occupier. All in the mind. And the mind has to be changed. See, he said, see, when you know that he came, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. It was the mind of a king. And when you start reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, not from the aspect of the disciple, but from the aspect of Jesus, when you start reading Jesus, studying Jesus, look at what he said. Whether when he was on the mountain, we call it the Mount of Transfiguration, the Bible don't, so that they can recognize it. When he was there, all the things, all of the prophets, all of when he was there with Moses and Elijah, when he told John the Baptist, when he was baptized by him, Okay, thank you. Now I've taken, now you're finished. See, after that, John the Baptist was finished. There was nothing else he had to do. When they disappeared on the mount, it was that they had finished. And immediately when they disappeared, when Peter was saying, oh, well, we can now make a religious place for you and him, we can do three places. And then God said, he said, this is my son. This is my beloved son. This is my son. Hear him. So in other words, now God the King, saying, my king is here in the earth. I was born, Jesus said he was born to be a king. We got to look at his purpose. When you find out the purpose of a thing, then you can find out how to walk as it, or you can find out how to utilize it. And when we take it out of the feely stuff, when we take it out, he says, if you live the life of the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh, the way of living in the physical, is through how I see things, how I feel about things. But that's about to change. It happens line upon line, precept, perception upon perception. But because you're seeking it, you're seeking the kingdom, the kingdom will fill you. And all of a sudden, you'll be walking along and, oh my God, I really believe that. This cannot happen in my life anymore. I'm finished with that. It'll start falling off like scales. You know how when you clean a fish, you take that spoon, at least we did when I was little, we would take that spoon and scale them fish. And the scales would come off, and there it is. It's that smooth skin. See? Or the scales will come off of your eyes or your understanding. And you're talking with God. You're talking as God in the earth because he's in you. And you're repeating what he said. You're talking as God in the earth. See? You're talking as a king in the earth. You're talking as a lord in the earth. The thing with here and more than enough and astounding love is that I have to be bold with this because that's the way he gave me. And it has to be bold. Because even the nation that I live in, if something does not happen soon with the people of the kingdom, then the kingdoms of this world, they everybody's looking for rulership. That's what Marxism is about. That's what socialism is about. It's trying to destroy. See, the battle is not about us. The battle ain't about sex trafficking. The battle is not about any of those things. It's not about any of the things that we see. Those are the things that we use our power to overcome. But the war, the battle, is about getting the ideology of the kingdom out of God's people, out of the people. The adversary is warring. He wants to be king. His kingdom got taken from him. He wants it back. He wants to rule the people. He wants to own them. He wants to put them. He wants to be king. He wants to be lord. It's all about territory. The territory of our minds. It's about an ideology. Time there was a time when people were in their closet and that's where they were and they stayed in there all the time. But now is the time to get up and get out and fight. Right, the good fight of faith.
So, Father, we thank you for this morning.
So, We praise you. We thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, King Jesus. Amen.